You're listening to the Pesky Report, a podcast dedicated to the Boston Red Sox by Red Sox fans. Report is happy to announce that we will be sponsored by High and Happy Catering out of Springfield, Massachusetts. High and Happy Catering creates gourmet meals for small or large events with a twist. All of their meals are cannabis infused. If you are looking to have a real happy meal, call them at 413-785-8999 or search for them on Instagram at High and Happy Catering. You'll be happy you did. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Pesky Report. My name is Brad Chandler. This is episode number 80. Technically, this is episode number 79.2. In this episode, we decided to split off from the previous episode because we had recorded for 2 full hours. So this is the continuance of that episode. Hope you enjoy.
We know that the CBA is coming up. They have until, I believe it's 12 o'clock December 2nd at midnight. I think they have until then, or there's going to be a lockout.
Oof. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I pulled up the World Series ended on Tuesday.
What are we thinking?
The collective bargaining agreement expires at midnight as December 1st becomes December 2nd. If there is no agreement, the expectation is the owners will lock out the players. That would put a freeze on, among other things, all transactions such as a free agent signings and trades. The hot stove would go cold, and what would follow is the familiar declaration from many fans declaring animus towards both sides and pledges not to return to the sport, which will mainly be forgotten whenever play resumes. I'm sorry if there's a lockout, I'm gonna be pissed. But like, as soon as baseball comes back, I'm gonna be like, ah, I'm back. You know, does the sides have roughly a month to resolve this, or chill what has promised to be a fascinating offseason with a deep, starry free agent class and many clubs poised to aggressively spend? The whole thing, like. And all I see is like Tony Clark giving like Rob Manfred like that glare, like, fuck you, you little piece of shit.
I'm very worried about this work stoppage, dude. I'm so fucking worried. There's so many issues like the Players Association have that are like valid concerns that need to be addressed. Like, starting with stuff like, you know, the universal DH, paying minor leaguers a livable wage, stuff like that. It could be a brutal
one. They're already doing the minor leagues.
No, that the housing, they still aren't paying them a livable wage.
Well, if they're giving them a housing, so fuck them. They don't need them.
Like, they still got to live off fucking, you know, Pizza Hut and, like, you know, not eat an athlete's diet like you want
them
to.
What the fuck is wrong with Pizza Hut?
Nothing when you're a fat piece of shit like me. But, like, when you're a person who's trained to be a professional athlete, you need proper nutrition.
Like Pablo fucking Sandoval?
Yeah, like, do we want these kids growing up to be Pablo Sandoval? I don't think so.
He's got 4 fucking rings, man. I can't believe that.
It's so absurd. So, like, yeah, like, there's a lot of issues that need to be looked forward, and this labor, like, stoppage just scares me. And, like, I hope it doesn't last too long, because it's coming. It's going to happen.
I could be, like, you know, hopelessly naive here, but I really haven't heard the oh my god from owners or from players. You know, like, it hasn't seemed like as doom and gloom.
I think that there's going to end up being a lockout.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to be like 2, 3, 4, 5 months. I think it'll probably be like a couple weeks. Everybody's going to get their head out of their ass and be like, well, if we don't decide to do something, we're not going to get paid at all.
Well, let me give you a scenario. If you said they were locked out from December 2nd to February 1st, right? February 1st, they get it. Now you have 2 weeks till spring training. You talk about a fucking free agent frenzy. That would be like 2 weeks of signings and trades and all this stuff. That would be
fucking crazy.
That'd be fun. So I'm saying if it's...
I think it would be fun too, but I still think it would be fucking crazy.
I just think that...
Nobody who covers... Like, there would be thousands and thousands of podcasts out there like would never fucking sleep.
No. It would just, there would be so much that going on.
Never mind the fucking, the writers and the people that followed the teams and whatnot. There would be absolutely no sleeping going on.
I don't think we're going to miss any regular season games.
I don't either.
We might have a little spring training.
We're going to have a hiccup. We're going to have a hiccup. There's absolutely 100% going to be a hiccup.
But I think cooler heads prevail. Maybe it takes a month. You know what I mean? Whatever. But, yeah, we'll deal with that then. But I don't think the sky's falling.
Like that, they started offering like affordable housing to minor league players is a positive sign because that's an olive branch, like to the PA, right. Like saying like, hey, here's the thing: we know you guys are going to ask for. Let's maybe negotiate in good faith. Like that's a good sign.
I wonder what they're going to try and be like. All right, we will give you the designated hitter throughout, but. What do you think they're going to butt them with? Like, what do you think MLB is going to ask the Players Association to like?
I think they're going to increase wild card teams. I think that one game playing will be a best of three. Postseason games make a lot more money. So I think if they're going to, that will be a trade off where, all right, we want this that gets ratings, that gets money, but then you get that. And I think that the players will agree to. More postseason. I hate that
so much. Like, why are we playing 162 games? It's going to happen. Like, I agree, Brady. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
What are we playing 162 games for, dude? Like, if we're going to have, like, half the league make the playoffs like the fucking NBA. Like, come on.
I think the problem is if you look at all the other major sports, a lot larger of a percentage of teams qualify for the postseason.
Yeah, but how many games does fucking NBA play?
82.
81. Or 82, you're right.
How many does NHL play?
82.
All right, how many games does fucking NFL play?
17.
17.
Baseball plays 162 fucking games. Why do we need to play more?
Money.
Like, I'm all money.
I'm not against, you know, more games. Like, I love watching baseball, but I mean,
playoff
like,
baseball. It's great.
Are we going to be watching fucking baseball into fucking November now? Like, Red Sox can't play a fucking a team no. in the postseason at Fenway Park in November.
I wish they would have scheduled day-night doubleheaders, right?
I would love a day-night doubleheader scheduled, but they're never going to do it.
Well, I think if you give them a Monday off, right, you give them a Sunday day-night doubleheader with a Monday off and that your rosters then could be 28 or something like
then
that.
Then what happens when they have to fucking miss a game?
That's a problem.
If anything, I think they probably start the season a week or two earlier instead of like making it go a week or two later.
Yeah, but like then we run into the same situations. Like you can't play fucking Boston in fucking March.
That's what you think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean they can fucking play, but I mean like look what happened in Chicago this year. They played in the fucking snow.
I agree.
Can you imagine if they had like teams with bad weather stay in spring training to play their games kind of like the Blue Jays did for like a week or two to be like, this is how we're going to solve the problem. You know, Fenway South, baby. I don't think so. I'm a little nervous that JD opting to stay in is like does Boris know that the universal DH is not coming? I thought for sure it was definitely coming, but I do wonder – if there was another 15 Major League Baseball teams that theoretically could be in the market for DH and JD opts in, I would assume we've gotten more than a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
So I wonder really, is that a foregone conclusion? I don't think he gets traded unless the National League
Brady? Does have
Universal DH. Yes, sir.
Is that your dog?
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. I'm mute where I can.
Your dog is just fucking going nuts.
Brady is literally the embodiment of the R. Kelly meme where he's like, I'm fighting for my fucking life.
They just don't stop. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like, I've read dog books. Like, I don't get it. Like, they're just, you know, because, you know, we have alpacas. We have a lot of animals here. So, like, they're all fucking, they see each other. If I got them inside, then they go nuts. If I got them outside, they're barking at other animals. I'd like to say they're excited for the postseason or for the offseason, but
that's why I'm happy that Sapphire is being well behaved tonight.
What? Yeah, I was about to say your dog's actually been quiet. I haven't heard her cry once.
She's been napping
over in the corner. So a couple things I wanted to go over before we started talking about the trade, not the trade deadline, but the opt-ins, the opt-outs, and whatnot. Josh Winkowski, I don't know if you guys saw this. Josh Winkowski, who was picked up in the Benintendi trade, was in the middle of a brawl in the Arizona Fall League after drilling Canine Smith Njiba. I'm not sure if that's how you say his name correctly, but he's part of the Pirates organization. Smith and Najiba, teammate, was hit the night before, though neither seemed to be intentional. Actually, after watching last night's throw, it kind of did seem intentional. And thought that this was happening too much. It took matters into his own hands. He got drilled, and he literally he didn't even think about it. He just dropped the fucking bat, charged the fucking mound, and, like, he laid Winkowski out. It was absolutely hilarious. Another thing that happened, Christian Vasquez fell 4 plate appearances short of his potential $1 million bonus for 2022. Fuck off, Brady. Like, seriously?
How is it right now? Every penny counts right now.
Okay, fair enough. Tim Hires, this...
Fuck him.
No, you know what? In all honesty, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're 0 for 13 now. At first I was like, fuck this guy. Basically like you were, Brady, but Tim Hires took a hitting coach job with the Texas Rangers. And then I made a post on our Twitter account, and then someone ended up like posting up about it. And I didn't see this at first, but Ian Brown reported that if he had stayed, he would be co-hitting coach. Which, I'm sorry, that's kind of bullshit. You got the guy that's been here for the past 4 years, and he's made the team. This team has had the best offense the past 4 years. And
he'd have a right to feel insulted.
So I honestly think that was a slap in the face. If you're telling the guy who made your team literally the best offense in the past 4 years, and you're going to tell him, oh, we're going to bring this kid up here, and you're going to be co-hitting coaches. No, motherfucker, I'm the hitting coach.
Two things. One, his assistant hitting coach has been with him as long as he's been here, so it's not some kid, right? Two, I didn't know that before you said that.
He's 34. He's 34. Okay. He's a fucking kid.
Okay, so I didn't know that, that they wanted to co. So then my anger is misguided.
So you're not mad at Tim Hires. I honestly...
No, because you didn't go to the Yankees. So, fine.
When that report came out, I was like, I swear to God, if he becomes the Yankees hitting coach, I swear to God, I'm burning down an orphanage. It's happening.
Another thing that I absolutely fucking love, especially when the offseason goes, you're fucked up, Hoggo. What I absolutely love about the offseason and free agents and this, that, and the other thing is that no matter who's free or available, they're going to the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Freddie Freeman.
Yankee fans automatically assume that Carlos Correa, he was in fucking New York City last night at a fucking UFC fight. And Yankee fans are like, oh, my God, he's in New York. I bet you he's talking to Cashman. No, motherfucker, he can't talk to Cashman. Because it would have been an illegal situation. Cashman had to wait until 5 o'clock today to talk to Carlos Correa.
Listen, Brad, you're laughing now, but like when the Yankees shortstop depth chart is Carlos Correa, Trevor Story, and Corey Seager, like that's when you're going to be crying, dude. All right. I'd be done then, Bucko.
In all honesty, I would not be upset if they did that. Okay. I would honestly just fucking laugh.
It'd be like, so you terrible.
There was a guy on our Twitter account who kept commenting about how the Yankees payroll is absolutely ridiculous, which it is. And I was just saying, I was like, you got Garrett Cole. You have half of Stanton's contract. You want to go get Carlos Correa for $300 plus million.
Joey Gallo is going to be getting paid.
Well, Joey Gallo's not a free agent until the end of next year, right?
But his arbitration number is going to be on his last year of arbitration is probably going to be pretty extensive. He's an all-star coming off an all-star appearance.
Fair enough. And then you got Judge.
Like, what do you Gary Sanchez? Gary Sanchez arbitration eligible. I think it's his last year. Aaron Judge, same thing. These guys are in for huge, huge raises. Not to mention the fact that it's sad, but Yankee fans don't realize the owner in New York that really wants to win ain't your owner anymore. Like, it's not.
I don't think Steve Cohen wants to win either because he's a Met. Mets are gonna fucking Met.
Steve Cohen's willing to spend more. I believe he'll see a higher payroll for the Mets come the start of next season than the New York Yankees. And then you'll realize you're not New York's number one team anymore. That's got to suck.
Dude, if they let Judge walk, I think the city of New York just burns down. Can you imagine?
No, they won't. They'll do like a 12-year deal. And like we'll just sit back and laugh and laugh and laugh. We can all just sit and high-five each other because they won't let him go. But they have no catcher.
Well, shit. Like, that's their homegrown guy. Like, I wouldn't even like – I'd take the bad contract if like you're at least going to get like 6 or 7 years of prime Judge.
Yeah, that's like saying, like, would you have signed Mookie to that extension?
I mean,
13 years now.
Judge is bigger, though. Judge is bigger, and like, I think like his decline is not as heavy.
I don't feel like Judge would be trying to get that. But also, the Yankee front office has not been known to be smart about their contracts. I mean, they took on Stanton's contract, half of it, which that's actually not a terrible contract to take on because it's only half, you know.
Like, oh yeah.
If I got Mookie Betts for half of what he's getting paid, fuck yeah, I would take him.
They try to run Stanton out of town, and he's literally like their second best, and like it's not close. He's a stud.
Yeah, no, it's just crazy. And the truth really is, right now they have a lot of holes. They don't know what second base really is. Their third baseman is Gio Urshela. I'm sorry, but does he scare anybody at all ever? They really don't have a center fielder. Because Aaron Hicks, but he's always fucking hurt. I mean, he's just always.
They're going to trade Voit. Like.
Yeah, right. The one guy who you should really not let go because he's like he's got swag and he's really fucking good. They're going to trade him. Smart.
How about the fact that the Red Sox fleece the Yankees again and get Tim LaCastro?
Love it.
Fastest man in baseball. I'm ready for it.
We have to see him and Duran race each other.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
All right, let's
move on. He fucked up his shit against the Red Sox, though. Like, yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
I would assume he's all right, but he was broken.
They said that he should be all set to come back before spring training.
So, good deal.
All right, moving forward, players that were traded at the deadline are not eligible for a qualifying offer. So this is Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, Nelson Cruz, Danny Duffy, Eduardo Escobar.
Yes.
Yeah.
It seems like a weird name. Kendall Graveman.
you don't know him too well.
Anthony Rizzo. Scherzer. Schwarber. Alex Cobb. I'm going to come back to that name in a little bit. Kevin Gausman. Zach Greinke. Kenley Jansen. And Marcus Stroman. So, as you guys know, like, my whole thing is that I'm a huge Stroman fan. I love Stroman, and I would love to see him as a member of the Boston Red Sox. I had somebody send me a message, and it's our friend Alan from Taiwan. He actually sent a question, and we should probably answer this. So he goes, hey, so I have two questions that I would love your opinions on. Which starter do you think would be best fit? For me, it would be Alex Wood or Cobb, and that's the reason why I said we'll come back to the Cobb situation. Both are relatively cheap, and both just had under-the-radar good years. And what are your opinions on signing Chris Taylor? This is obviously before the qualifying offer was extended to him. He's like Marwin Gonzalez, but 10 times better. Put him at second, and don't worry about Durant – worry about Durant down in Arroyo later. I honestly, Cobb being an under the radar pickup, like, what would you guys think about that?
You go ahead first, Brady.
I don't want any part of Alex Cobb. I don't know. I mean, like, you talk about he's from Baltimore. That's not good. And then he's from the Angels. The Angels, we already know, they literally draft anyone, like only pitchers. So 1 year does not a career make. I always get afraid of the, you know, guys that just came out of nowhere, you know, having one, you know, dominant year and then committing a huge contract to that or long term.
He's not saying a huge contract. He's just suggesting that, like, maybe do a 1 year deal, you know, like approve, have him do like a say like Martin Perez in 2020. You know,
I think he's going to get more than that. If it was something that cheap, then, you know, I'd be interested. But I'm going to be a hypocrite because the guy that I would focus on is Carlos Rodon from the White Sox was not. Thank you. He was not offered a qualifying offer. Got a little hurt down the stretch. Had one hell of a fucking year. That's someone I'd be interested in. But if you get one for a guy like Anthony Descalafini, that's a talented pitcher. He's got a good track record. But guys that are one and done. Make me nervous.
Dude, I would love Rodon and the Red Sox so much.
I would take Rodon. I would take Rodon in a heartbeat. I would take Rodon and Rodon. Too, though.
Yeah.
Slurp it all up. All right.
Alex Cobb would scare me. Yes.
He's all right.
So we're not going with Alex Cobb.
Take a flyer on him if you want. I mean, like, it just don't pay him a ton.
Yeah, $2-3 million, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, more.
Oh, yeah. If it's that, but if he wants $8 million,
if you had your choice of one player on this list that I'm mentioning, who would it be? Okay. Javi Baez, Chris Bryant, Nelson Cruz, Danny Duffy, Eduardo Escobar, Kendall Graveman, Starling Marte, Anthony Rizzo, Max Scherzer, Kyle Schwarber, Alex Cobb, Kevin Gausman, Zach Greinke, Kenley Jensen, Marcus Stroman. I just stopped at Scherzer because I didn't think I really needed to go any further.
Yeah, I'd say it's either Scherzer, but if I would love Starling Marte on the Red Sox. He'd be so
that's
good for us.
Exactly what I was going to say is I think that that allows Kike back to second base.
Improves. I don't want Kike at second.
I know you don't, but it completes the team.
He's a better defensive player in center field.
But it's Kike. So
yeah, I'd rather him at second.
Marte's as good, though. And then again, also you can use Kike as the super utility that he is because he can play literally anywhere.
Right. And like counterpoint, Kike's amazing and he'll do well anywhere he goes. But the other guys, some of the guys are just going to call, they're going to bust budget, right? But Chris Bryant's always a name that's intrigued me, but, you know, I don't think that's real. But
the Giants are totally going to sign him. They're totally going to re-sign him, especially with Posey gone. Like, you need to, you know, have that star presence in there.
Marte feels like a really good a guy that I think is not going to break the bank, but really improve the team.
All right. Let's move on to the transactions, options, opt-outs, and whatnot. So we're going to start off with the big name, the biggest name on the list, Carlos Correa, Astros. I thought that this was kind of a slap in the face, but then after looking at the annual average, it's not really that bad, and it's all actually a starting point. Astros offered him $160 million for 5 years. He obviously declined that. He ended up getting the qualifying offer. What are your guys' thoughts on that offer? Do you think that was a slap in the face?
A little, because to me it's like there's no way he's taking like less than eight, right? Like, eight's probably the minimum for years because it takes him to, you know, closer to his mid-30s. How old is Correa, 28?
I think he's 29. Might be wrong.
I mean, if they did, like, an eight-year 25 per, at least that sounds a little better, right? You know, whatever. But the offer that was made, if I'm an Astros fan, you know they didn't really, really bid. Again, I still think, you know, Bregman's going to short and they're going to be okay. You know, maybe Chris Bryant, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Chris Bryant goes back to third base, you know, but meaning for the Astros, but it's not a good offer. It's not.
Things like, he's 27. 8 years, like, it's not bad. Like, Correa 35 is not terrible. Like, assumedly, he'd only have, like, 1 or 2 years of decline on that deal. Like,
right. Like, right. It just wasn't enough.
No. I think the years, in my opinion, is the slap in the face. Yep. Yeah, the money's good. I would take $160 million.
AAV is fine. Yeah, AAV is like right around value. But like, you got to have like 8 years at least.
competitive. So offer. I'm just going to go, I'm going to go through the list of players that have received and what they haven't received. And then we'll talk about them. Okay, guys.
Sure.
JD Martinez, he opts into his contract for 2022. Freddie Freeman receives the qualifying offer. Kevin Pillar and the Mets declined the option, making him a free agent. Ian Desmond, option was declined, $15 million. This isn't a shock there. He opted out last year and this year. So fuck you. You shouldn't have gotten the option. Anyways, Nick Castellanos hits one to left, and that's a homer. And he
oh my god.
He opts out of his deal. Avisal Garcia, outfielders for the Brewers, he opts out. Jake Dykeman, A's, decline his option. Andrew Chafeman declines mutual option with the A's.
Chafeman?
Is it Chafin or Chaffin?
I don't know, but I don't know. I just don't want to.
Here's,
it sounds like a dick.
Here's actually an interesting pitcher, in my opinion. Yossi Kikuchi for the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, yeah.
He declined his player option in an elected free agency. He's a lefty.
I bet he goes back to Japan.
Get some Kikuchi.
Shut the fuck up.
Charlie, you know what I'm talking. Wait, hold on. I'm not ready yet. Wait.
Charlie Blackman. He's going for some Kikuchi. He's a black man. Charlie Blackman. He ends up exercising his $21 million option for 2022. That would be stupid not to.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Schwarber, as expected, has declined his mutual option. Jock Peterson for the Cubs. Well, he signed with the Cubs, but he was with the Braves. He has declined his mutual option and is now a free agent. Zach Greinke is expected to sign with the National League team. Yuli Gurriel, one of the biggest racist pieces of shits. His team option contract was picked up by the Astros. Tim LeCastro was picked up by the Red Sox. The Red Sox claimed outfielder off of waivers. Darren O'Day declined his player option, and the Yankees declined his club option.
I like him.
This one kind of shocked me. Brett Gardner declined his player option, and the Yankees declined his club option. I think something's going on there.
I think he's coming back for a smaller amount.
I think that's what it's going to be. Wade Miley was claimed off of waivers by the Cubs.
That was bad.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because it's fucking horrible that the Cincinnati Reds, Wade Miley had a tremendous fucking year. And you just let him go.
He's going to suck for the Cubs, though.
Why?
The Reds had good defense.
But they play in a fucking tiny little ballpark.
Yeah, well, he leaves it in the infield. He gets grounders, and the Cubs are just, yeah, all right.
He's going to Kikuchi it. Don't worry, he'll be all right.
He'll Kikuchi it?
Oh, yeah, he'll Kikuchi
it. What's going on here?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's my dad being a goon upstairs.
Football? Are you talking Probably. Foosball?
You talking foosball?
So I don't know if you guys heard about this guy, Siaya Suzuki.
Want him?
Okay. Is he related to Ichiro? I mean, they got the same last name.
Just say yes.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yep. He will be made available to MLB teams through the posting process. John Morosi had that. Johnny Cueto, the Giants declined his $22 million option for 2022. Jose Ramirez of the Guardians announced that they've exercised the option. Roberto Perez, the Guardians declined his club option. Andrew Velazquez has been claimed by the Angels. Still not a pitcher.
I was really hoping you'd say that. That's great.
Austin Dean was claimed by the Giants. Joe Palumbo was claimed by the Giants. Alex Colome, Twins declined mutual option for 2022. That makes sense. Rob Refsnyder, Twins outrighted him to off the 40-man. Michael Conforto and Noah Syndergaard both got qualifying offers. Marcus Semien gets a qualifying offer. Robbie Ray also gets a qualifying offer. Steven Matz does not get a qualifying offer. Joe Kelly, the Dodgers have declined his $12 million club option and will receive a $4 million buyout. Craig Kimbrell, the White Sox will pick up his $16 million club option. Fire. Jackie Bradley Jr., this one was a fucking no-brainer. He exercised his $9.5 million player option and will remain with the Brewers for 2022. Fucking figure nobody's going to pay him $9 million.
Dude, he was awful at the plate this year. Even by his standards, he was really bad.
I actually looked up his stats while we were talking about our...
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Real shit now. He's like a pitcher. He's like a good hitting pitcher. You know what I mean?
He had a negative 0.7 war. Yep. He had 63 hits at 387 at-bats. Can you imagine? What was his batting average, Brady?
163. 236 on base. For
Thanks, Brady.
497 OPS.
I thought he had like... Yeah, I thought it was about 175.
It's bad.
It's bad. Really good. I mean, he's just a consistent hitter. You know what you're going to get.
He has with the Boston Red Sox, he has never hit under 200 for a full season.
Remember that one
except year for 2013 really and 2014. What, the 2016 when he hit 267?
Yeah,
and I was like 26 fucking homers.
Oh yeah, that was. I mean, whatever he was doing, get back to that, Jack. Because I like Jackie. Like, I'm not – I want him to do well. But this is the wrong way, Jackie. He's going the wrong way.
Dude, his 2020 was, like, so much – like, he hit 283 and had, like, an 814 OPS in that 2020 year. And just this year is – oh.
That just goes to show that 2020 was a fucking Mickey Mouse season.
It's a fake season. It wasn't real.
When Jackie's having a good offensive season, it's not real.
True.
Yeah, totally wasn't real.
I agree.
All right, Martin Perez, this wasn't a shock. The Red Sox declined the team option. He's a free agent, and they will get he will get a $500,000 buyout. Garrett Richards, the team declined his $10 million option, will receive a $1.5 million buyout. Adam Duvall declines his mutual option and will be arbitration eligible. All right, now of most of these on here that we had talked about, Carlos Correa, the $160 million for 5 years, we already discussed that. JD Martinez, was this a shock? Like, did you expect that he was going to opt in?
It was like 50-50 in my mind. It could have gone either way. Well, no. Okay, fuck you. I meant that, like, in my mind, it was 50-50 in that, because like, it really could have gone either way. I really just think it depends, like, how Boris thought, like, how likely the universal DH is. Where it's like, I think if it like if they were guaranteed a universal DH, I think he 100% opts out because he could get more than $19 million. But with the uncertainty, I could see why he would opt in. To me, it's just a positive for the Red Sox because they're probably going to get an asset out of him.
I totally thought he was going to opt in during the year, during the postseason. And then when I read those reports that said, oh, he's going to opt out, I just quickly was like, because that's what I really wanted. Not because I'm anti-JD, but because I really want to see what Heim could do with a fuckload of money. And because JD's not going to be here, this is it. You know, this is the swan song. Him getting re-signed would be a shock, I think, to everybody. So I think in the end, I'm kind of surprised he opted in.
I'm surprised too, but I think the better of it, what could happen is if for some reason they don't know that there's going to be a designated hitter after the CBA, and just say like next year they were like, okay, well we agreed we're going to have the designated hitter. That works for the fucking Boston Red Sox because now you have 15 other teams that didn't even have that option, who right. You could be like, all right, well, we've got JD Martinez. He's got a $19 million contract. We'll eat some of it, but, you know, like, imagine if they go out and, like, fleece a team.
Couldn't you see him, like, wearing a Giants uniform? I don't know why. I could really see JD.
If there is a designated hitter, I see him going west.
Right, but like I'm saying, I think the Giants would be a team, you know, they don't have a huge payroll commitment. They're coming off a really good year. You know, you want to keep that momentum, and you're only going after a guy, maybe the Sox pay $5 or $6 million. You're not paying a ton of money for JD for 1 year. And that fan base, that's saying that we're in this thing.
Yeah.
Having said that, I don't think he gets traded.
I think he will.
We'll find out. You know, I just think it'd be nerve-wracking. By the time you work out a trade, you've got to know that you bring someone else, like Kyle from Waltham, in to take that spot. And that, I don't know if that's all. I don't know if the stars are going to line up that well.
Freddie Freeman, he ended up receiving his qualifying offer. That wasn't a shock. I think that they're going to end up talking more, and they're going to end up talking and keeping him there. I don't see Freeman going anywhere else.
He should never be anything but an Atlanta Brave. Like, come on, now.
Absolutely not. Kikuchi, that one kind of shocked me a little bit, because he just seems like he fits so well with the Mariners. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why you guys keep fucking laughing about Kikuchi.
No, it's not that. It's like he fits with the Mariners. Like, wow, because Ichiro played there and he was Japanese too, you fuck.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you fucking racist prick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your racism is showing, Brad, and I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm here to hold you accountable.
I'm going to go with a very big ballpark. This is a pitcher coming from Japan, pitching to a very large dome park, a lot that he's used to. So I think it's a comfort coming over from one league to the next, but kind of pitching in similar conditions for at least half the year.
Probably where fit Ichiro him well. Pitched, where Ichiro played?
Well, Ichiro did.
Where his cousin Ichiro was?
Is that his cousin?
No.
No, their last names are Suzuki.
Oh my God. Okay.
No.
That wasn't Suzuki, the Kikuchi. Sorry.
He's lost. He's completely lost. The train.
I'm fucking lost. I thought we were talking about Suzuki, the Japanese player that was coming over. I need to stop.
Oh, the free agent.
No.
The guy that's getting posted.
Meanwhile, Brady's cat is slinking around in the background.
Oh, while he's doing his thing.
The bad lad.
Yeah, yep. It's licking its own Kikuchi.
Yes.
All right, that was funny. I did like that one. Yep. Yep, you get it. Yep, good for you, Brad.
Anyway. You got one.
All right, let's move on. Enough Kikuchi stuff. Jock Peterson, that one didn't seem like a shock to me. Zach Greinke wanting to play in the National League. That's kind of a shock, but I mean, like,
he liked to hit. I remember that, you know, he was so.
Yeah.
That's true. That is.
This feels like a swan song for him. This feels like one more, you know, pick my location, go have a good year, chase a ring. He looks like maybe he'd go like to the Braves or something like that, just fucking clean up.
I'd love him on the Braves.
Well,
I wouldn't mind him on the Braves.
See, then we just found a home fit starter.
Yeah, yep. We did find a fun. A shocker for me was Craig Kimbrel getting picked up by the White Sox.
I don't know what they're thinking, dude.
$16 million for a setup guy,
and not very good setup guy at that.
I'm not a Craig Kimbrel guy. Never have been. I don't get it at all. It feels like when A-Rod opted out and they reworked the deal, and you're like, why the fuck? You just got like the biggest like life preserver ever. Let Craig Kimbrel leave, and I don't know. That's just weird. Thor getting a qualifying offer surprised me.
That one didn't shock me, honestly. Really? I think it's more like they want him to stay with the Mets.
I wanted him in the Red Sox. I know you didn't, but that would have been a huge...
I didn't care either way. Like if he went to the Mets, that's great. If he was the Red Sox, cool. But I don't think $18 million is. I don't think he's worth $18 million.
No, I thought maybe 1 year, 14 would have been something like, you know, to bring him over, let him do
1 year, $12 million.
Awesome. Yep. Maybe with a you know, a buyout or incentives or whatever the fuck. I think it would have been cool. Would have been.
What else? Joe Kelly. It wasn't a shock. I don't see him going anywhere. he enjoys being in LA, and I believe he's going to take less. If they go give him like a couple years, like say 3 years or whatever, 2-3 years, and they say, I don't know, just throwing shit at a wall right now, say like $15 million for 3 years.
The only thing, though, if I'm Joe Kelly and I really like playing for the Dodgers, right? I believe that you're right about that.
I don't even know if it's he enjoys playing for the Dodgers, which I'm not saying he doesn't, but like he's from LA.
All right, but here's my thing, though. You see the Dodgers have no fucking problem throwing around money at all. Right. And they're going to ask me to come back for a little lesser. Like, that's where you're trying to save money. That I think would rub me a little bit the wrong way, because he's been a good fucking soldier there and a good pitcher. All
right. Fair enough.
I just don't want to go to the fucking Yankees.
He ain't going to go to the Yankees. He ain't going to go to the Yankees.
All right, cool. Now that you said it, I feel better. Thank you.
Were we shocked about Colomay?
No, not really. Like, yeah, I could say it.
No. Yeah, I wasn't shocked about Colomay. I laughed when I saw that, honestly.
No.
All right, let's move ahead a little.
Kershaw was the shocking one.
Yeah,
I was just about to get to that one.
Sorry, I had to jump that one.
Kershaw was not tendered a qualifying offer, and I think it was. I honestly think it has to do with the fact that they've already talked to him.
I don't really know this time,
dude. Like, I just can't see Clayton Kershaw being anything but a Dodger. He's just the quintessential Dodger.
Did you ever think that fucking Mad Bum would ever be anything but a Giant?
See, that's true as well. But like, you know, like Mad Bum was, you know, better in the playoffs, but as like an overall regular season pitcher, he didn't touch Kershaw in his prime.
I'm going to throw this out there. I think he leaves.
Hey, good.
I got a feeling that a team like Texas or Detroit.
He is from Texas.
He is from Texas. Know. Dude, the Red Sox got their hands on Kershaw. Listen, he's still a stud. He's just injury prone now, which is a sad thing.
You know, they didn't even offer you a qualifying offer. To me, that says something, because qualifying offer usually buys you time, right? You know what I mean? But they didn't even want to be on the hook for that shit. They're like, nope. So if you're a team that really thinks that Kershaw is healthy, can rebound, you don't have to lose a fucking draft pick for this guy. Are you kidding me? Generational fucking pitcher. Now, I know he's on the decline, but if you're, you know, if you're like the Tigers and you're ready, from what I'm reading, they're going to be active this offseason. That's a pretty good way to start.
Hopefully.
Like, and also, like, Clayton Kershaw on the decline is like a dude whose ERA is right around 3. So
it's all like, right,
the Angels should go after him. Finally,
get some pitching.
Oh, God.
Kershaw was actually quoted, "I always think about guys I'd like my kids to emulate their game after. Buster Posey is at the top of that list."
Well, that's nice of him.
That's a class act right there. All right. We have one last thing that we need to talk about. It's the coaches and the front offices. Ron Washington for the Braves, Walt Weiss and Joe Espada and Brad Asmus and Eric Chavis are all in the running for the A's manager. Joe Espada is the Astros bench coach. Walt Weiss is the Braves bench coach. In my opinion, if they're going to go with somebody, I think they should go with Washington. But also, if they're going to go with somebody, they need to factor in and need to be truthful with them, being like, all right, we're going to blow this whole fucking thing up, and we're not going to be any good for a while.
Why the fuck is Brad Ausmus being considered for managerial job still? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't. Who's the last team he fucking coached? Was it the Royals?
Yes.
Like, whose nudes does this man have in the Major League Baseball's front office to like fucking continue to get interviews and get like offers and just being considered? Like, he's not good. He sucks.
Like, he's got a strong jawline, so we're going to give him that, right? He's a former catcher, which, you know, they love former catchers, right? So, like, you know, that's a big deal. Walt Weiss, you know, I had a look. I thought he played a lot more with Oakland than he did. He probably played 400 games with the Oakland A's to start his career. So Walt Weiss was definitely – he's got a little history with them. Ron Washington has had an opportunity for a while. I just don't know that, you know, they're going to be a young team. And, you know, I just don't know if Ron is the – give him a solid ball club and take it the next step forward, maybe like the Mets. Or is it, you know – I don't think the A's are ready to compete next year, right? They're reforming.
Absolutely not.
Right, so I don't know who
would be perfect for the Mets now that I think about it. They really should be going after him. Ron Washington, yeah, Ron, he'd be perfect for the Mets.
I have an opinion on who should be the Mets the coach.
Was Beltran?
Yep, 100%
should be. I agree.
Yeah, you're correct. Yep.
Check.
Yeah, we're taking care of all season needs for a lot of teams here. Like this is
we're taking care of a hell of a lot more offseason like needs for these teams that aren't our teams.
Yes.
Well, because Hein knows so much more than we do, but I don't know. I don't know if the Mets know more than we do. Like that's fair.
Yeah, that is fair. I mean, they don't even have Sandy. Sandy, what's his last name?
Alderson.
Alderson. I got into it with some gentleman on Twitter about how I don't think that having Baez on their team is a good idea. And he was like, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, you don't care. Let me guess, you also don't care that Frankie fucking choked out your second baseman. He's like, whatever happens behind the scenes, fucking happens behind the scenes. I don't need to know about it. I was like, so when they give thumbs downs, you didn't give a fuck? He's like, no, I didn't. And then he started giving me shit about the chicken and beer. I was like, I didn't know about it until after it happened.
In fairness, I love chicken and beer.
I love chicken. I'm not a fan of beer. Yeah, I don't choke people either. Mm-mm. I mean, you know, if she's asking for
right. Let's by the way, it's Alderson Kikuchi, hyphenated.
Moving on. We're moving on.
I'm kidding. I don't choke anybody. That's not even funny to talk about after the whole Trevor Bauer situation.
No, this is the thing. I said one joke about COVID back when and I got fucking lambasted. And you know, you just
Yeah, so I said if Tim Hires went to the fucking Yankees, I hope he got fucking COVID. That's the only thing I fucking said.
Well, I said something about maybe it'd be a good time for the Astros to get COVID. And in hindsight, I was correct.
I did say that if Tim Hires went to the Yankees, I'd burn down an orphanage. And I stand by that statement that I made earlier. I really do.
We've all made some statements that we're going to call colorful.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's colorful.
It's all in the name of you know,
the Boston Red Sox.
So wait. We got Ron Washington a job, but then we gave it to Carlos Beltran. No.
I'll give Ron Washington the GM job. Fuck it.
Wait.
Fuck it.
All right, cool.
We give him both jobs. Carlos Beltran's nowhere in the fucking conversation, but we got him a job.
Who's the manager for the A's then?
Fuck it, Walt Weiss.
Okay.
I like it.
Hogdale, how's that check out?
Yeah, fine with me. Whatever.
Yeah. Did it.
Dusty Baker returns to the Astros on a one-year deal. I was really disappointed in this.
Yeah.
I feel like Dusty Baker deserves a multi-year. But then I was talking to our friend, H-Town Wheelhouse, who's an Astros. He does all of his stuff with Locked On Astros. He does Astros 4 – or it does. I think it's Astros 411. I'm not 100% sure, but he was like, yeah, you know, I think this is a Dusty thing. I think Dusty wanted the 1 year. So, yeah. I mean, he's not a young fucking, he's not young like you are, Brady.
No spring chicken.
No. But he could just retire then.
Yeah, but if he wants to do 1 year deals, then let him do 1 year deals.
Yeah, but see, then I like the old Big Poppy used to have the, you know, reoccurring option almost every year. Like, I just think, if that's what he wants, and that's what he wants, but goddamn, 2020, although Mickey Mouse year, great year for the Astros. 2020,
not really a great year for the Astros.
Didn't they make it to the World Series?
They didn't make it to the World Series, but they were under 500. Oh, I had a brain
fart. Sorry, brain fart. That was 2019.
They were under 500 for 2020.
Okay, but Dusty held the fort, right? And yeah. 2021, they put it, you know, the team. 2020 didn't fucking matter anyway. But I just feel like Dusty's given a lot more than – he should be getting more if he wants it.
Right. The other thing is that like the Mets
we're pro didn't declare Dusty podcast. Let's be
yes,
clear.
We yes. love Dusty.
Yep.
The other thing is like I believe it was the last episode that we did. We were talking about how the Mets declined to take on Raquel Fiera. It comes out that she had declined the interview for the Mets, and we want to applaud her.
Good for you.
God, that's going to be just cucked, and I love it so much. It's just hilarious.
All right. I wanted to throw that in there. Now, gentlemen, do we have anything else that we would like to throw in on the episode?
No. Dusty would look great as an A's manager. He would look sharp in that uniform. I really think he would.
With his gloves?
Fuck yeah. I mean, toothpick, gloves. I mean,
the toothpick under or over the mask?
Through it.
Yeah, through it.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. Oh, go ahead. How'd go?
No, I think we covered everything. I think we got everything.
Yeah, I'm Vasquez back. I don't think that's shocking anybody. Perez not picked up. You know, thanks, buddy. See you.
Just to let everybody know that just because their options weren't exercised by the team does not mean that the players won't come back. If I've learned anything through the off-season transactions, it was like last year, I wanted them to pick up Martin Perez's option. They just declined it. They ended up getting him for cheaper. I'm not saying I want Martin Perez back. I'm just saying I do, however, want to get Garrett Richards back. I think somewhere in between 5 and 7 million wouldn't be a terrible relief pitcher. I just think that he's going to want to be a starter.
Who would you rather have back from the bullpen, Robles or Richards?
That's actually tough because I think Richards was actually showing some good stuff. Robles can actually pitch on multiple days, but Richards can actually pitch multiple innings.
So who would it be if you had to pick?
I'd probably go Robles.
Yeah, same. I think I'd probably take Robles.
Yep. Good. You're doing great. You get right after right answer after right answer here. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Anything else, Jumps?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
All right. Everybody, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to us. This is actually going to be a two-part, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Peace.
Deuces.
Kikuchi.
Oh, my fucking God.
Kikuchi.
Thank you for listening to the Pesky Report. Make sure to follow us on social media at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Pesky Report. No matter what platform you're listening to us on, please make sure to leave us a review and a comment and let us know how we're doing. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.